Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another great, grand, fantabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony. What up, what up?
What up? And we have guests. We have
We have
guests.
guests on the podcast. We have Nah That's Facts podcast on. They are joining us today. They have come over to what we like to call the kinky side.
We could call it that.
Yeah, so they're going to join us. We're going to get kinky. And then, we're about to get nasty.
Okay, that's what's
all right.
Up.
All righty.
Hey.
All right. So what's everybody drinking?
To be honest with y'all, tea in a cup. But we going to be all right over here.
Okay.
All right.
We'll take it.
So I had a little something, and I'm on water, but I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be the same all right as them.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So I'm drinking some blueberry lemonade, and I'm going to be all right too over here.
Okay.
Well, I'm already all right. So.
Oh, God.
I guess everybody is doing all right. Shit. Let's get it. All right. So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
You want to kick it off, or you want me to do it, or you want me to do it? Just let's hit on with our intro real quick. So what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Shelby, and it's your girl, Kayla. And you are too big. The Nah That's Facts. So Nah That's Facts is pretty much a true crime podcast. We pretty much focus on a lot of cold cases. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested at all in what happened, when it happened, and who it happened to, then by all means, tune in. We're always ready to hear everybody else's feedback. Mm-hmm. We just like to have fun and at least bring a little light, bring a little laughter. Exactly. To the situation, so it's not too hard of a pill to swallow, because
sometimes it may be.
Yeah, sometimes it can get a little rough, but sometimes you just gotta know what happened. So we leave it up to the audience to figure it out. So by all means, it's definitely a blast to listen to.
That's what's up. I'm gonna have to tell my daughters, because that's all they be listening to. They don't even hardly watch TV. That's what they listen to, and I'm going to have to tell them. They might already know about you, but I'm going to tell them anyway, because, you know, they love that kind of stuff. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, can y'all just turn it down or put your headphones on? Like, they be all into those, so that's dope.
Yeah, and I'm super
stoked because there aren't many.
I'm pretty stoked because there aren't many of us. And when I say us, I mean us, Black folks, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm blackity, black. There aren't that many of us that are doing podcasts on true crime. And so I'm glad that you guys have dared to do something different. And, you know, it is a heavy subject, but to bring a little comedy and not be disrespectful with it, it's really dope. So y'all gotta tune in for Nah That's Facts podcast. Y'all gotta get it. Nah, That's Facts.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up.
All right. So, since y'all was talking about kink earlier, y'all getting into kink?
I mean, we like to have fun. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, I love to talk about kinks on the show. I have a segment called Kinktastic. So, I usually can come out and mess up some words, but on this one I'm going to really, really fuck up this kink's name. Okay, so I'm just giving out that disclaimer straight up from the top. Is about the name's about to be fucked up, but it's y'all job to try to figure it out what the kink really is, even though I done fucked up the word. Okay,
Okay, her.
All right, so it's polyimble lacolania mammalian.
Oh,
one more time, bitch.
Polyimble lacolania mammalian.
That ain't what you said the first time. Hold on, wait.
Hey, I don't already told y'all I don't know how to say this little fucking word now. Don't be trying to call me out. I got more. The second version of it is way better because I got to actually see the words a little better.
Okay.
So, polyembolococcalemania.
What y'all think that is?
Oh.
Everybody has an individual guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
My guess gonna be that's when I don't know, maybe you like to fuck with coconuts. I don't know. Like that's what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shelby, what you got?
Coconuts? Coconuts. Hey, she said Cocomania.
Okay, so you said poly?
Yes.
We gonna do
imbo. No, oh. She goes imbo. She's trying to break up the whole word. Look at her science. She went to school.
You like to put your body in different shapes, like
Okay. All right.
That sounds.
That's.
I got. Oh,
that sounds like a good one. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. You don't get to go again. You already guessed.
Come yeah, on, you already Abby. Went.
You already went.
You stick with the coconuts. Okay. So since you know I love words. Mm-hmm. I'm about to break this down, word for word.
Okay.
Okay. Polly. Let's get it.
Polly. I'm just gonna say that's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of what? All of them,
yep.
And it sounds like you said umbral. So polyumbry is gonna be something with the womb.
Okay.
So there's a lot of them in the womb.
Okay.
Coca. I got to say that's a lot of them in the womb with some coconuts. And it's manic. That's what I know. So I was with you on a coke. That's what I was like, don't take. That's what it is. It's coconut.
But she was just about to dump coconut and try to get a whole new meaning. But now that you own it, now we're gonna keep it.
Exactly. So it's poly, it's they just polyumbrium poco mania,
right,
is all up in the womb with the coconuts, and that's what I'm sticking to. Coconut play. they done made holes in the coconuts like grapefruits. They put them on the boobs, they put them on the cooch, they put them on the penis. They doing all kind of stuff with them in the poly way.
Okay. So you're all wrong.
Okay, I knew I was.
Yeah, you're all wrong. You all got one part of the word correct, many. You all work, you know, in unison about that.
Okay.
So it's basically the fetish is people who love sticking many foreign objects into their body, sexual body parts.
You know totally what I said.
Ass.
Good and stuff like that.
That's wild.
Like people be sticking like hammers and
yes.
Or sometimes you'll just find a whole dildo just stuck up in the midst of crazy.
Yo, wait, it's different objects.
Mm-hmm. Yes, different objects, not penises and dildos.
So this is what
the word really sound like, y'all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All of that.
So I told y'all I'll be messing the words up, but that's it. But yeah, that's the kink. Yeah, so they like putting any type of foreign object. It doesn't matter what kind of object. Sometimes it can be like golf balls. Sometimes it can be
gerbils.
Hammers, wrenches, you know, objects, not animals.
Oh.
You know, oh. Can be like plunger sticks, you know, fruit, things like that. Just
I was right then.
And not just one, just multiple different objects at one time in their vaginas or asses.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like exactly what I said.
That's not
you said something about the womb.
I was fucking right.
There's nothing the womb.
And I said on the penises and the titties and all that shit.
Right.
So fuck with that definition said. I got it right. Let's go. Let's move on.
That's what it sounds like. Just whatever you can fit in there, that's what's in there.
Exactly. Let me go get this thing of Lysol wipes. Just some random ass shit.
You gonna just gonna put some Lysol wipes up in there?
I mean, not the wipes, but the container. You know right. What I'm saying? Like, I mean, shit.
I was gonna say, your vagina gonna be burning like a motherfucker.
I got this Zaxby cup over here. Let me try it.
Like, 99.9% germ free.
Baby.
But it's gonna be burning.
Yeah. There you go.
That shit is gonna be on fire. So, do any of you guys have any kinks or fetishes that y'all have? You know, come on, sharing is caring.
I mean, me personally, my whole thing is body. That's for me. Like, whether it's being tied up or being the one tying, like, any way that you can keep me put, like, kept down, that's where I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah. She know that. she know that. Do I ain't gonna snitch on you. I ain't gonna do that.
Snitch. Snitch. They don't get stitches on this show. It's okay.
This show don't.
That's your business. Go eat. I guess because I like it rough. That's my king. Okay. I do. To a certain extent. But there's a safe word. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anything? I like to smell.
You like to smell what?
Every part.
Okay.
Like it's a, yeah,
that's definitely a kink.
That is definitely a kink.
Definitely. So she like
y'all so cute.
You got me back of my head, like, yeah. It's whatever the scent is, you can't describe the scent. So whatever that scent is, if she smells it. Then
I know she in a room. That's the like, crazy part about it. Like, I don't know. And I've never had that contact with anybody else.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, so
that's
cute.
That's beautiful.
How long y'all been together?
Well, married 9 months.
Okay.
That's the best. That's I'm gonna focus on that part because that's the best part.
All right, that's cool. It. So your fetish is osmolagua.
That is the
smelling.
Osmolagua. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sound like a cynic. Okay. That's what it sounds. That's osmolagua. All right. That sounds like a drink.
It sound like a drink.
Make me
so funny.
This osmolagua on the rocks.
So I have a question for y'all. How do y'all feel about this Will Smith
Oh, and Jada
and
situation?
Dwayne Martin.
Ooh. Oh, you know, I just found out about that today, and that kind of behooved me. And it's like, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I don't know. I can't. No.
Ain't no way.
I'm still stuck on Will and Jada, just them trying to figure it out. That's where I'm at. I'm sorry. I didn't even know that was what happened.
His quote-unquote best friend went on this podcast and was
Tasha Kays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tasha Kays. Like, telling her everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was his bodyguard or something, wasn't it?
No, it's his best friend, and he works for him as well, but that's still his best friend, assistant, and best friend for like 40 years. 40 years.
But this is not the first time we've heard, well, for me, this isn't the first time I heard it. What's the brat sister name? The Ray girl.
Lisa Diamond. Ray.
Yeah, she had said that she had brought that up, that while they was doing that show, you know, they had that show back in the day, mm-hmm. Dwayne Martin and her, and mm-hmm. she had
said, yeah, she did bring it up,
yeah, that she thought that they was fucking around, Dwayne Martin and Will. So
I always Will just a little bit, not too much.
I don't think I ever thought that about Will, but definitely Dwayne Martin. He just gives off the douchebag, I'm a fuck boy, so I'm a fuck everything vibes. I don't like him. Like,
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he's a fucking terrible actor. I don't have anything nice to say about him. Like, I know him personally. Like, we were neighbors or friends or some shit. I fucking despise him.
You talk about him like y'all have a personal vendetta against each other.
I know. Like, I don't like him.
What did he do to you, boo? What did he do?
He just ugly. I don't like him. Don't like him. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way his nose is. I don't like the way he did that big face girl. I just don't like him.
You didn't like him in Above the Rim? That was an excellent movie.
That was an excellent movie. I wish it would have cast somebody else to play his part.
Wow.
I enjoyed Tupac. And I even enjoyed Marlon Wayans in that movie. And Marlon Wayans is, I mean, come on.
You're just on the roll. You just don't like anybody today.
I probably should have had less to say. But I don't care. They can add me at a beautiful mess on Instagram or the real Ebony S, whatever you want to, however you want to find me.
However you,
I'm out there.
You say Google me.
205-308-8304 is how you really want to find me. You can catch me there.
Girl,
if you really want to catch up with me, that's where you can find me.
So since we're on the subject of Dwayne Martin, you know, he was married to Tisha Campbell, or the big head girl, as Ebony just described 2 seconds ago. So I guess recently her father passed away, and they're going through his belongings and everything, and they find his porn stash.
The daddy's porn stash?
All his DVDs and Blu-rays and everything. He got a whole stash.
That is crazy.
Every single one of them. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, they all got it, because when I go, the girls gonna find my damn toy box. They gonna be like, damn.
When I go, hey, it's a whole, listen. My partner, all I know is my partner better try to get all this shit up out of here before the.
I feel like
it's so much shit up over here. Listen,
it does. You get you a pair of sandals. You get you some shorts and a polo shirt and a DVD of Big Booty Hopes. That's what you get. Like, I'm just saying.
I found my daddy's stuff one time just being nosy. That shit was crazy as hell. See? You should have been.
Well, okay, okay. Well, what was in your daddy's stash? You can talk about it now. This is therapy, girl. You on the couch.
Oops. Oh, shit. Nah, I'm just saying. Like, if my daddy ever come across that, I never told him. I never told him that I found it, though. That was crazy. But
what was in it?
It was a pump.
All sorts of stuff.
It was a pump. Then me and my little brother watched the DVD that was on it. It was like, oh my God, it was so many big booty women. Most of them was dancing. Like, for real. And
so, like, twerking, oh, so he liked seeing, he wanted to see the booties in motion. And back in the day, it wasn't no twerking, honey. It was bouncing. Right, it was just. So they was just bouncing.
And that, it was, that scarred me. Like, when I said I didn't step foot back in their room, have, will never this room unless I'm invited in for a conversation. No.
Sorry, Dad, if you ever see this, but.
He'll get over it.
Don't even worry about that. We're fine.
He'll get over it. I never, like, even when my mom passed away, I think we may have found like a toy or something like that. I think we might have found a toy. But we found some other questionable things. But we definitely found a toy. Yeah, but it was nothing. It was nothing, you know, crazy. But the reason why everybody's having such a great day, we found all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. I did tell Babe about the time I found my mom's vibrator. I did tell her that. And I thought it was a back massager. That's what I thought it was. And so I'm just back there, you know, knots, you know, in my back. And my mom played off cool. Like, okay, put that down. You know? But give me that. Let me see it.
How old were you?
I had to be what? Like good 7, maybe 6 years old?
Okay.
But that when I, is hilarious.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get my own stuff. And I seen it the exact one. My mom, she ain't said nothing to me. She didn't explain nothing. She just was real smooth.
Just like, hey, just go ahead and put that up.
Hey, Coochie.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, you definitely had Coochie juice on your back.
It's all good. I mean, I came out of there, so I figured a little juice wasn't going to hurt nobody.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. But yeah, although I didn't find anything crazy at my mom's house, I did as a child walk in on my mother having sex. And I was so traumatized.
No, facts.
I was so traumatized seeing her and my one of her boyfriends who's near and dear to my heart, all intertwined standing on the bed. Why are y'all standing on the bed damn. Naked? I they was trying to figure out what yes, but see I didn't know that at the time. Bed. I'm like, what are they doing? You know, but now that I'm a grown-ass woman, I was like, yo, they was doing some crazy-ass position. Like, they was doing some shit.
That is crazy.
I would have had to try the position. And once I got grown, I would have had to try.
Listen, I didn't retain it enough to know what position it was, okay? I was traumatized. Did you not hear the trauma? The trauma, mm-hmm. I was traumatized. So, no, I don't know. I just know two chocolate people was on the bed getting naked. They was wrestling.
I never walked in on any parents or anything like that, but I did, some cock rings did end up in one of my grandbabies' baby bags once. And I was like, how the hell did these cock rings get in here? Like, I don't know. They were still in the package. And I don't know. I don't know if they thought they were something for the bottles or what. But I don't know. But when I saw them, I hurry up and got them out and put them away. I was like, dear Jesus. Oh, my God.
What's your mama over there doing? What kind of dude?
I don't know. No, I'm talking about in my no. They was in one of my grandbabies'
Oh,
bags.
coming back from one of your children.
Coming back, yeah, like they were as ones that I think you sent them to me. I don't know how they got here. I don't even know how they got here. I think those are something you sent. And I don't know how they got in that bag, but I'm thinking that one of the girls picked them up, thought they was for something else. Like bottle caps or some shit. I have no idea.
So it was your cock rings. My bad. I didn't know it was your cock rings. I was
Yeah,
trying to
so
blame it
you
on
know,
somebody else. Oh.
we get stuff from people all the time.
I mean, you are absolutely correct.
And so
Yes.
I wonder what those things are. I have to pull those out tonight. See if somebody
Figure
want
out
to
how that works.
Yeah.
Did you sell some of them? Yeah, today.
Cock rings?
Yeah.
Oh,
You
you
sell
sell
cock
toys?
rings. Come on, tell us about it.
It was I work in Spencer's. So
Oh.
oh, okay.
I'm this was
Got
actually
it.
first time like working around sex toys. So like when I had to take tests to get evaluated to be able to sell them, I was just like, yo, I didn't even know it was this much stuff out here. Like, that's crazy.
But you have to take a test in order to be able to sell that stuff.
Like, what? I'm over here. Like, I was gonna ask that, but I was
Here I
trying to let her
am. Here I am
finish.
testing for the greater good and shit. My mind is fucking blown. I need to go work for motherfucking Spencer so I can get all the motherfucking questions right.
And when I tell you, I didn't even get all the questions right. It got to a point where you could take the test, fail it, and then it'll send you back to retake. But I had to do the
Where the
verbal.
fuck is this testing site?
I passed that with a smooth breeze after studying and stuff. It was cool, but I saw
Studying.
expenses. That's wow.
Like, what are the questions? Like, I'm
Who would have thunk?
curious.
Basically, if a person came want for yeah, if a person came in the store and they asked you for something that looked like a circle or something like that, you would be like, we got a lot of things that's like a circle. They give you the answer choices, and then you pick. Cock ring.
Cock ring. Okay. It's
Yeah, I'm about to apply right now because I'll be the top seller in that bitch.
sold 10 of them today with cleaning products. So my sales is up through the roof right now.
Ooh, it's about to be a lot of to one
You
person or
sold
10 different
10 cock
individuals.
rings today. That's what's up.
To 10 different individuals.
The cleaning products I sold 10. The cock rings I sold 5. So then other people came in buying other products. So yeah,
Well, at
it
least they're
was.
cleaning them toys. That's good. They cleaning them toys.
Y'all, today I got yelled at by an old white man because he came in there and he wanted to buy a pocket pussy. So he gets to the cash register and he throws it. Okay. All right, how are you? Can you just hurry up and scan me out, check me out?
How are
Okay.
you, dick pussyless man? How are you? Oh, well, you should have said. I'm sorry. Finish your story.
My store manager is standing right behind me, but she's not saying anything. So I'm like, okay, they watching me. Cool. Then I go in.
That
Can
could
you
have been a test.
give you an app? That'll help you accumulate points. You'll get punch-ins and everything. So next time you want to come, you get a discount off. I don't want to do that. I don't see why it's necessary. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you just hurry this up?
Yeah.
Sorry. And I'm gonna take my time. Yep. That
I
part.
buying a pocket. I didn't even know they sold pocket pussies at Spencer's for one.
Oh, I didn't either.
They got everything.
All
It was
sorts.
to a point to where it's like, oh, back before a few years before COVID, I would say about like 5, they had rooms in Spencer's. Like you can go,
Who?
they had rooms to where Spencer's is considered a sex store to some. So they had rooms to where you can go into Spencer's. And
Oh, and
use.
watch those videos.
Either that or that it was a sex room. That's why
girl, I'm gonna have to keep talking.
Just hey, keep on talking.
I'm telling you, keep talking.
It's been in Houston. I don't know because I'm from Houston, so
I live in Houston.
Okay, hey, what's that?
I live in River Oaks.
Okay, I stayed in North Shore area, Channelview. So, but
that's wild.
Yeah, they had rooms.
That's wild.
Jalen said he went.
It was a whole house and a bag of Spencer's.
That's crazy. I didn't know they had those little rooms back there. I didn't know they had toys. I do know that they have like the, you know, the funny shot glasses that say fuck off or.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew they used to, I know coming. They had a lot of like explicit, like a lot of explicit yeah. content, but never an actual sex room, but.
With sex
I'm
toys.
I'm just on their website and it is.
Yeah.
Sex toy. It is a novelty sex toy place. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I mean, there's paddles and bondage and anal plugs and
whips, chains.
Everything. Whips, chains.
The student has taught the teacher.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I did not know. I did not know
sex
this.
Sex and wellness.
They're not buying no graphic tee. I'm just saying.
Look, that's all I be going in there for. But I know people that know me thinking I be going in there for something else. And I'm just not finding out about the other stuff.
What you going in there for, Ebony?
Bitch, like everybody else.
Everything, like that stuff is...
Graphic tees and those little cute mugs and shot glasses.
Nope.
And now the mugs are not even that cute. Now you got the mugs that got the titties and everything. Now you got a mug that's the size of inside of the mug, it's a dick.
Inside the mug.
Inside the mug.
I'll take that for Christmas.
Secret Santa. That's what's happening. I know what
I don't see this. I don't see this this Spencer's secret. They said a bunch of stories about it.
Of course, we're not gonna have a fucking dungeon in the middle of the goddamn Penn Square Mall.
I'm trying to find it.
Not gonna have a damn sex dungeon advertised on the damn website.
Get 20% off of your next graphic.
I'm trying to go to dispensers and I'm trying to take a field trip. Okay.
And don't forget friendly sex dungeon on your way out.
You wait until the next time I don't even go to the mall, but I'm gonna make a special trip.
And then that's the other crazy part about all this whole conversation is there's a whole the Spencer's is in the mall, like the mall.
Yes, that's what I said. I'm gonna go in there with holding my eyes are gonna be different when I go in there.
Exactly.
Going there.
And then the other part, I'm sorry, I'm so fucking. Bamboozled by this, that not only do they sell all this bullshit in there, but they had a black person working in there too. I'm fucking shocked because I ain't never seen one in there working.
When she first got hired, she told me that the little hiring manager or the team lead in there, he was like, "We haven't had a black person apply for this job in how long?
Like 5 years.
In like 5 years." I was like, that's how you got the job, just because you're black.
What is it called? Affirmative action?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to talk about it, though.
It was just fight about diversified the team.
That is amazing. Like,
that's what they were trying to do. Spencer's. They were trying to diversify the team.
So now I love them just for all different reasons now, because I already love them, and now I just love them even more. Great job, Spencer. Shout out to Spencer's. Hashtag Spencer's.
Hashtag Spencer's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real.
Yeah.
So let's get into this topic. Let's get into it as soon as I pull it up. I always be trying to do the extras. Trying to do
just
stuff.
Pull it up. Shut Jeez. Up.
Make me fight you. This shit is loading.
It was
All
doing good.
right. So, what I'm trying to figure
Is.
out today is and this is crazy because this is the topic for today, and I have two, assuming you guys are lesbians, on the show today, and we're gonna talk about dick. Like, do men
Wait a
take
minute.
care of their dicks as well as women take care of their vaginas?
Wait, and I'm sorry, I have to pocket this because we do have lesbians on the show. However, we are talking about men's health with penis, and do we take better care of our vaginas than they take care of their ping pongs?
What the fuck is a
Have
ping pong,
y'all
bitch? You are not in
a
kindergarten. The fuck is a
ding-a-ling,
ping
I know,
pong?
a
Like,
dick.
sausage.
Hey, have so I know that I've had penis and Shari's had a lot of penis. Have y'all had penis before,
Bitch, you
or
done
have
had
it
all
is
the
it just
penises. They ain't had no penises because you had them all.
I don't even want to be weak at that. I don't. Like, I shouldn't be this weak at that. I shouldn't.
You.
But,
I have, yes.
That's, yeah.
Sad to say. I
You've never had penis, Kayla?
penis is not on in my appetite. I'm sorry. It's just not.
No, have you
Ever.
ever had one? Ever.
That ain't me. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just want to know because sometimes I didn't want to know, but I had to ask for the podcast purposes
Oh,
because
that's fair. I wanted to know. She lying. I wanted to know.
sometimes people be having penis and then they change their mind,
Yeah,
like, oh,
they'll
this is
have
not.
penis one time and they'd be like, that shit was not for me. Hell no, I don't want that shit
That's how
ever
I
again.
feel. Like I had cooch and I was like, ugh, ah, it's an acquired taste. I don't want that shit.
Bitch, and you went back three more times.
I did.
What you
But I
talking
don't
about,
want
bitch?
it. I don't like it.
You're fucking bisexual and you're trying to play like you're straight. What are you fucking talking about? This bitch was in a whole lesbian relationship, dickless lesbian relationship for like 6 to 8 years.
Six.
You're fucking gay, bitch. What
Ate a whole
talking
year
food. Like, this hurt. Yo,
about?
that's funny.
Is so gay over here. She's bisexual because now she got a husband. So she's bisexual now. But now she be
Right
trying to
now,
act like she's straight. She
and she'd have
I've been
forgot.
married. And like she done forgot her whole, like she just licking pussies and bumping pussies and shit. I can't with you, bitch.
I wasn't at like 12. Like I was 12 years old and I went to my parents. I was just like, y'all are not having grandkids. I'm sorry. And I left it at that. It's just not gonna happen. No sex ed class. I didn't look at no book, no picture, nothing. I just, as soon as I realized what it was, I was like, yeah, no, that's not for me. I'm sorry.
Understood.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay. All
Right, now
right.
what's the
Miss
topic
Delphi says
again?
she's so we trying to figure out if men take care of their dicks the way women take care of their pussies.
They don't.
You didn't
I
get to
feel.
answer first.
No.
I'm being
What'd you
honest.
say?
I
What'd
feel
you say,
like
Shelby?
it's equal if I'm being honest, because I know some females that don't take care of their coochie like they supposed to, and I know some dudes that don't take care of their dick like they supposed to. But experience? No, they don't. Unfortunately. I'm sorry.
And why not?
I just feel like, and no, a pussy is just way more high maintenance, so you have to take care of it. Like, there's no way that you can't take care
Some
of it.
people don't take care
And
of it.
you're right. You absolutely right. All I'm saying is, as growing up as a young girl, like your mama sit you down, excuse me, sit you down and just be like, hey, this is your coochie. This is how you take it, right? Little boy, he realized the thing swing between his knees, and his daddy is just like, play with it. Just play with it, stick.
No maintenance, no maintenance to it. Just Like, it in
just pee, just pee and play with it.
Pee and play.
Real pee and play with it. It goes in that hole.
There you go. Boom. Any hole you can find, son. Just go
stick it. She got three.
Exactly. That's how they go.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hilarious. Same thing. I'm not a good cat. I'm not. I do the same thing. Okay. I'll play like that.
Okay. All right, Ebony.
All my stuff.
I do not believe that they be taking care of them dicks the way they should.
Okay.
I've experienced some things that I should not have to experience.
Share, give your testimony, sister. Give your testimony.
You say, go ahead.
Well, this one time in band camp, this one time I had gone to, I was in Savannah, and I had met this guy. His initials are KW. Ooh. I think, yeah, KW are his initials. And just very handsome young man. Oh, probably about 12 years younger than me, at least. Anyway, nice. Okay, and I thought I was about to get some dig down. And so he goes take a shower. I've showered. He goes takes a shower. He comes back out. And because I like doing things with my mouth on dinglings. I was about
and
to,
vaginas, but she in denial.
And dinglings specifically for this moment. It was the dinglings. And when I went down there to give him some head, it's my straight shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? You just said you was in the shower.
I hear this story. This shit is still fucking hilarious.
This motherfucker went in there, took a shit, and did not hop back in the shower.
Wait, so he took a after the shower?
No, it took a shit.
Honestly, I don't know if the motherfucker got in.
Oh, he took like,
it smelled like shit. I think the water was running.
And then held the shit a little bit and then took a shower and then finished it. Like,
this is what I believe happened. All of us have taken a shower and then or had to get out to use it. Most of us get back in the shower.
Okay.
I think he washed, bathed, got out the shower, had to shit, and was just like, I don't even know if he wiped his ass. He just like, I'm done. And then came and laid his black ass down and thought I was just gonna fucking break my tongue through the bullshit. And that was not what I was livid.
I believe it.
I was so upset.
She liked him so much. She was like, he's so fine. He took off his shirt. His body was like,
hey. His body was nice. Ooh, chocolatey, soft, smooth skin. I remember like it was yesterday. It was nice. And we was just, it's gonna get it.
All of that.
All of that. And I was like, what is it? What's happening?
I'm so sorry.
Is that shit?
I'm so sorry.
Hey, but after she said
she just got out the shower.
But after she
I did still fuck, but I did not suck.
Got to see it through, my boy.
Yeah, so I will say that I still did fuck him, but I did not suck his dick.
Well, you did suck his dick. That's how you smelled the shit.
Well, yeah, I was going down lower. That is true. I was going down lower because I was probably going to eat his booty like groceries. I did not.
I'm so sorry. My condolences.
Yeah, have your condolences to KW because he don't know. Like, I could have been Mrs. W right now. But instead, he got a shitty ass. So now, I'm just, I'm not, I'm just. Now I'm Miss Ebony Sims.
All right, y'all. This has been a wonderful episode of Naturally Unbothered. Can y'all please tell everybody how they can find and listen to y'all podcast? Because you guys are some awesome guests. Come back anytime.
Thank you for having us. For we sure. really do appreciate this. Y'all can find us on YouTube at NahThatSpecs. Find us on Instagram at nah.that.facts. On Spotify at NahThatSpecs. If you get, I think we're going to go into Twitter, or since we don't have Twitter anymore, with Thread.
X. Right. X.
Got X'd out like pro. Oh, it did. So we're gonna try to get into Thread. We both just, well, I've been had a Thread, but those are our main streams that we're on right now,
and then our Gmail account too.
That too. So yeah, it's the same thing. It's Nah with two H's, and then that's facts at gmail.com. Send in questions or advice, the feedback. And we're going to get right back at y'all on the videos on Instagram.
Yeah, thank y'all. My only advice to y'all as far as your podcast goes is to, and it's content, keep it out. Like, it's never too much. You need to saturate everybody with as much content as possible so that they can be driven to you, whether it's your TikTok, your YouTube. Just making sure it's out there, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Put it out there. Oversaturate. It's never too much because you never know what someone is looking for. So you need to put it out there and be consistent, be very consistent. We've been doing this for 5 years. I've missed a few days. Shari's never missed a day. So, I mean, she might have missed one. I don't know. Anyway, like, it's just stay consistent with it. But one of us is always on. So, but stay consistent. We always have a guest in one of our places if somebody can't be here. Consistency is the key. Be consistent. Build your brand, you know, and you guys will be doing great things. It's really awesome.
Thank y'all.
So y'all can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas and ebonites. You know how I love your advice requests, so keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We should be your favorite podcast, so please make sure that you're watching us on YouTube, you're subscribing, you're rating, and you're leaving a review, and you're selecting the notification bell so that you're aware every Thursday when we drop new episodes. Please click notification bell. Please subscribe, rate, and share. Comment whether you like us or you don't. You know, I'm with the shits, so I'll be in the comments with you. So please go ahead and say what you got to say so I can say what I need to say back. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, you can go to www.naturallyunbothered.com. Shari's got on one of our tees, so that is www.naturallyunbothered.com, and click the merch link. Show the whole shirt again, ho.
Good, it's a sweatshirt.
She a good wholesome. Oh, she got on
good and good wholesome.
Good wholesome, okay? So tell all your ho-ass friends to tell all their ho-ass friends to tell all their ho-ass friends and all they goddamn ho-ass friends to tune in to National Bother. Oh, if y'all want to know when Taylor loses her virginity, please call 205-308-8304. If y'all want to know exactly how many times Shari has cleared her throat that she claims she did, 205-308-8304. If y'all want to know how many more dick rings or fucking cock rings or anything that girl sell up there at that store, if y'all want to know how much Shelby's be selling, 205-308-8304.
If y'all want to know if Ebony is eating pussy this week, tell the number.
205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. Leave a message. Leave a review. Tell us you like us. Tell us you don't like us. Send your dick pics. Look, I don't send no more dick pics. Don't send no more pussy pics. Don't send no more pics. The last pic y'all saw, I was traumatized. So please, nobody wants to see that shit. But keep sending them. 205 30804. Please tell your whole us friends about us. You know, we're here every Thursday. Let's go.
Until next time, y'all.
Bye.